Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're taking a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed subscription. We first start with a brand new segment we're calling The Prop Shop. With the growing popularity of player props on apps such as Thrive Fantasy, Betcha, and Monkey Knife Fight, we want to give you a preview of some of the hottest and coldest trends to take a look at for Thursday Night Football. The Panthers host the Falcons at 8:20 Eastern for Thursday Night Football. The Falcons are 2.5-point underdogs with the total set at 49.5 points. The first player we're taking a look at is Carolina wide receiver DJ Moore. Moore's receiving total is set at 68.5 yards, and he's exceeded that number in all seven of his last games against bottom 10 scoring defenses, averaging almost 90 yards a game. He's collected exactly 93 yards in three straight games, and he's surpassed 68.5 yards in six of his last seven against opponents with a losing record. Throwing to Moore is Teddy Bridgewater, who doesn't have the same great outlook for this game. His passing yard total is set at 279.5 yards, a number he's only hit once in his last five games. Furthermore, he's crossed that threshold only once in his last 10 games at home, while he's averaging under 200 yards in those games. The QB opposite of Bridgewater is Matt Ryan, who has his passing yard total set at just a tick below Teddy's, with his sitting at 278.5 yards. Ryan has exceeded that number in five straight primetime games, and he's averaging 305 yards per game over his last four. Other props to consider include Robbie Anderson's over 73.5 receiving yards, as he's averaged 91.6 yards per game over his last seven and passed that mark in six of them. Falcons running back Todd Gurley has his rushing line set at 63.5, a number he has not hit in any of his last four road games. Did you like these insights? Let me know on Twitter by tagging me at SportsByPascoe. Whipping around the latest NFL player news, it's reported that Antonio Brown had a fantastic first day at the Buccaneers facility. Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Taco Charlton, who didn't practice all last week, was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. Taco hasn't played more than 30% of the defensive snaps in any given game, but he still managed to produce two sacks. Seahawks safety Jamal Adams did not participate in Wednesday's practice as he's still dealing with a groin issue. Broncos tight end Noah Fant, who's dealing with an ankle injury, was a limited participant in Wednesday's practice. Finally, let's start by previewing the Yahoo DFS Football Week 8 picks. The Sunday main slate starts at 1 p.m. Eastern with 12 games and the Cardinals, Texans, Jaguars, and football team all on bye. For a tournament play, take a look at Cam Newton for the quarterback position. Newton is coming off an awful performance against the Niners, but he can only get better from here, which should be completely doable considering his rushing ability. At the running back position, James Conner is available at a discount since he's going up against the strong Ravens defense. But do note that the defense has showed some weakness recently. As their last time out, they allowed 118 rushing yards on just 9 carries to Eagles running back Miles Sanders. Connor's averaging over 17 fantasy points per game in his last 5, along with 4 touchdowns in that span. For the complete breakdown, including players to avoid, check out Yahoo DFS Football Week 8 Picks on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.